This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guys, quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. Listener Amy writes in, "Hi, Steve, quick question. Have you done any podcasts about the yak shaving problem? When you set out in your day to accomplish one thing, but to do that, you have to fix another thing, and that requires something else, and the next thing you know, you're in the Himalayas shaving a yak. I keep having this problem, and I could use some guidance." I know, right? The world is complicated that way. We can get so focused on a solution that we don't notice when our solution leads us off track. And the next thing we know, we have a freshly shaved yak licking our faces in appreciation. And as enticing as that sounds, yak saliva does not live up to its reputation. Don't ask me how I know this. When yak slobber beckons, however, you can resist. You need to notice when you're off course, stop, rethink, and then swap in a simpler solution based on what you've learned since you began. Even if you're not aware of the idea of yak shaving, you may still be doing it. Melvin, the IT coordinator at Green Growing Things Plant Shop, begins his day with one goal in mind: to connect all of the computers in the shop to a brand new 5G network. But when Melvin starts to sift through each computer, he notices that each one has so much adware that it would be impossible to get the network up and running without installing an ad blocker first. But plant shop-grade ad blockers are expensive. Melvin knows computers. He figures he can save money by writing his own rather than buying one online. So he heads to the library to borrow a book on writing antivirus software, because being a smart man, he knows that paper books give better retention than just reading something on the web. But then he remembers that his library card is in the jacket that he lent to Grandma Cuddles earlier in the week to keep her warm on the daycare's weekly salvage yard field trip. But Melvin can't get his jacket back from Cuddles unless he returns Cuddles' wool coat, but the coat is missing some of its stuffing. Hours later, Melvin is shaving a yak at the local petting zoo to collect enough yak wool to fix that. This is solving the solution. The solution to the problem, which was just getting the jacket, is now more complicated than the original problem, which was getting a library card. Melvin's to-do list now includes shaving yaks, trading coats, and possibly risking being shot by security guards for trespassing at the salvage yard. Yak territory comes clear when you look at your task list. If the majority of the things are things that you added in order to finish a task that you thought was straightforward, you may be solving the solution instead of solving the original problem. Sometimes there are genuine obstacles to be overcome when these little mini-problems arise, so of course you'll end up with some new barriers to overcome, but it's important to stop and consider whether your solution to the problem is becoming more difficult than the original problem itself. And if so, it's time to simplify. Now that you know it's time to simplify, find a simpler solution using what you have learned on your yak quest. Part of why you got caught solving the solution is that as you worked on the original task, you discovered that the task wasn't as straightforward as you thought. In other words, you learned. You now know more about the original task than you did at the start. And this is the silver lining to shaving yaks. By the time you're chilling with your formerly furry friend, you've learned enough to understand the original problem in greater depth. You almost certainly have a better idea of how you should have approached the problem to begin with. So, ask yourself now whether there's a better way to solve it. In Melvin's case, he asks, "How would I approach the adware problem differently?" And he finds that he has an answer. "I could have just backed up the data, wiped all the hard drives clean, and reinstalled from scratch. Yes, it would have taken 8 hours out the window waiting for all the computers to reboot, but it's a known limited cost and a known guaranteed solution that will work every time. I would have had the system up and running by the end of the day." Beware the sunk cost fallacy, because all this rethinking and the redoing that often comes with it does run up against something that we call the sunk cost fallacy, and that's that we don't want to waste the effort that we've put in so far. But thinking that way leads to even more waste. That time can never be recovered, so it shouldn't be considered when we're deciding how to go forward. Even if Melvin has put in weeks towards writing his own antivirus software, it may still be faster and cheaper to just scrap those efforts entirely and spend a single day reinstalling the hard drives. So swap in your simpler solution if the time savings are worth it, even if that means starting the project over from scratch. I once scrapped an entire project 3 months into an 8-month project plan. My supervisor had a heart attack, which was a good thing, because while he was busy recovering in the cardiac wing of the local hospital, he couldn't object. I scrapped the project, restarted with the new approach, and still delivered it on time. Amy, as much as we may love our yak friends, I stand with you in solidarity. Let's just get our tasks done instead. Think consciously about what you're working on and how what you're working on helps you solve the original problem. Notice when you create mini problems for yourself and you're caught in solving the solution. And if the solution-related tasks overwhelm your original task, rethink the solution. If there's a better way, change your tactics right away and be willing to scrap what you've done so far if it will save you time. Follow this advice and you'll live a wonderful, productive, happy life, forever free of yak slobber. I'm Steve Robbins. Follow Get It Done Guy on Twitter and Facebook. If you want great keynote speeches on productivity, living an extraordinary life, or entrepreneurship, hire me. Find me at steverobbins.com or join my personal mailing list by texting Get It Done to 33444. Plus, you'll get a free copy of my secret book chapter on how to build relationships that help you succeed. Work less, do more, and have a great life.